This is your morning team show. It's 642 WSDWEDU. Dave and Pat and Charlie on 100.5 on 790. Listening through Alexa and Siri, and of course, WSDW.com, your stream presented by Midland Furniture Garage. It's MidlandFurnitureGarage.com. Grand Funk for you. You know, they're an American band. All right. You could play all of that this morning, but we don't have time. And besides that, we're doing it for a certain purpose, and I might as well get to that purpose. Got several entertainment stories that are going on this morning for you. And wasn't that interesting? Huh.
I don't know. Bring back the music.
Yeah, no doubt here. Something just happened that's going to cause me. Okay. Computer issue, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah.
So among the entertainment stories we have here, we thought we'd piece together because we have different types. You're a pretty big groupie, if you will, when your name is referenced in a song. In the very first early lyrics of Grand Funk's We're an American Band, you heard a reference to Sweet, Sweet Connie.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Connie has passed away.
Oh.
There was really a Sweet, Sweet Connie.
Mm.
Connie Hamzy, Hamzy. The Sweet Connie mentioned Grand Funk Railroad's an American Band and well-known groupie of many bands that she said that she loved, including Van Halen, Queen, The Eagles, Kiss, and more. She passed away. She was just 66 years old. And Don Brewer of the Grand Funk, who did the vocals, I believe, on an American Band, said that she was a great friend of the band and wanted to give her a shout-out. So how about that?
Yeah.
Sweet, Sweet Connie has passed away. So that's one of our entertainment stories for you this morning. As much as honor sometimes band members, you know, hey, you got to honor the groupies sometimes. Well, here's one you'll recognize. Seems like that starts soon, too, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, it does.
I think that'll start next. What is that? Then a couple of Thursdays, right? I think so.
Oh, is that when they officially start? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, this year, when it says here officially when it's on a Sunday night for Sunday Night Football, and the first one's going to be apparently September the 12th, Carrie Underwood, once again, is going to be doing the opening theme, and she's going to debut a brand new theme for Sunday Night Football. That's what it says here. And it's pretty high tech, it says here. The same technology used for The Mandalorian has been used to make her new opening for Sunday Night Football. She'll perform in a virtual football tailgate for her latest rendition of Waiting All Day for Sunday Night. Again, debuts on September 12th. It says here the opening was shot at a cutting-edge soundstage at Industrial Light and Magic. For opening for a football game.
Yeah, right.
It's not a movie production.
Right. Well, that all started, though, with Monday Night Football with Hank Williams.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
Junior.
Yeah, you could, junior.
Doing, of course, the singing of, All My Rowdy Friends.
Yep.
Although you could say, remember the original Monday Night Football theme? Was the production values of highlights and, the narration going on. So
right, but the blending of sports and entertainment.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about that? I love it. The same technology used for The Mandalorian.
How long has she been singing the Sunday night song? At least 10 years, I'd like to think. I think that's
even longer than that, hasn't it?
At least.
I'm trying to remember. Ever since NBC picked it up is when they started doing that, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was Pink, and then I'm drawing a blank on who followed Pink. Another country singer. Oh, I can see her, but I can't say the name.
Yep, I'd have to look it up.
Yeah,
unless somebody tells me, unless you have a chance to look it up real quick. While we go on to our next musical interlude, of course, you'll recognize this one. And we've talked about this, but there's an update.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Well, you know, we talked about how Paul McCartney is coming out in November with his life story.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell stories of all the lyrics that he wrote. And it's come out that he has announced the 154 songs that will be included in his book called The Lyrics 1956 to the Present.
Hmm.
And I have a list of all 154. Are you ready? I'm only kidding. I see these looks of, no, don't do that. I will put a link up on our Morning Team page,
all right,
by the way, so you can actually see all the lyrics. And some of the very famous songs you'd recognize, not just from his Beatles work, but also like for Band on the Run,
yep,
you know, so with Wings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But and even with Stevie Wonder when he did.
Okay. Talks about Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony and Ivory, yep, yep.
Some would say 10 years. The Monday Night Football theme. The biggest game of the week has been soundtracked by a handful of theme songs, starting back on September 21st, 1970, when Monday Night Football premiered on ABC. It was accompanied by the thoroughly groovy Hammond organ-heavy score by Charles Fox, and there have been a lot of other ones since then.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out the NBC one on that one, though. That's mm-hmm. that's.
By the way, that was Faith Hill who.
Faith Hill, who thank you.
Followed Pink. Pink sang the song for the first couple of years, then Faith Hill did it, and now Carrie has been singing it ever since. I'm trying to figure out the date, but I think 2013. There you go. So it's almost about 8 years.
That drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Now I can sleep.
I know. so cool about the. I like that. So it's just not the Beatles stuff.
No,
I was going to say a lot of people know he's talked a lot about. I don't know about his work with the Beatles. I don't know if he's ever really gone into heavy details about some of the other songs he's written throughout his career.
Been 154 of them.
Yeah.
Book is out November 2nd.
Is Michael
Paul
Jackson
McCartney.
As the say. In there by any chance?
I'd have to look it up. There's 154 to look at my list.
Well. Yeah, I know. You just have to thumb through a few.
It is.
There it is. All right.
You're also going to include the words in an unrecorded Beatles song called Tell Me Who He Is.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Tell me, yeah, from the early 60s. He says he discovered the handwritten lyrics in a notebook while researching the book.
Oh, cool.
How cool is that?
All right.
All right, one more for you here before we have to get on to the news and sports and business and weather. You recognize this TV theme? 1980s.
Dynasty.
Oh, it does have that. It is much more wholesome.
Oh, that Little House.
Close.
Okay.
Michael Landon.
Oh, is this Highway to Heaven?
Highway to Heaven,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. All right.
Hmm. Where, of course, Michael Landon was an angel.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's going to be a remake of Highway to Heaven coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going to star Jill Scott. She will play the angel character.
Yeah.
She'll be named Angela Stewart. It's going to start with a Lifetime movie to be the first installment of the series, which will air November 6th, and then they'll have a continuation of a remake of Highway to Heaven.
Wow.
So
okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe touching a whole new generation of fans who didn't know it in the first place. Now they have a chance to understand it in the second place.
Yeah. All right.
So cool. Mark that down, November 6th.
Talking about Jill Scott, I think the R&B soul singer, Jill Scott. I'm going to guess that's the one because she acts as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Doesn't say, but
all
I'll
right.
trust you on that. Maybe
yeah.
she'll do some singing then, too.
Maybe.
It is 6:51 on WSW. We should have to. All angels sing. We know that. I mean, come on. They have angelic voices.